Lord, I believe. Lord,
again for bringing us to your house. Thank you for your grace upon us since we came to this place in the morning. You have not ceased blessing us. Thank you for your good thoughts towards us. As you said in your word, that I know my thoughts towards you, the thought of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We thank you, Father. Thank you for the work of deliverance through the preaching of your word, the healing, the lifting up of faith, taking the same trial ground. We believe through your word you have sent your spirit upon your people. Lord, and your angels will go confirming the same. Thank you for your healing upon your people, which we believe you will confirm the lives of your people still. Many other things that you have done, Lord, for us this morning service. Lord, we pray that your spirit will continue to water them in our hearts. Lord, to bring fruits of righteousness that we can have testimony of your supernatural presence in our midst, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this short break. We are back in your house. We have waited. We have prayed. We have sung to worship you, to usher us into the part of the world that will be coming to us in a short while. Pray, Father, once again. Because you are the Father in you, you feed your children through the mouth. And Lord, we pray this evening you will feed us once again. You had your grace, the rapturing grace to our lives. Lord, that better than we came here, we'll be living here. Of course, we know you have done that for us, and we desire more of it. Lord Jesus, that our testimony, before you say, ask Peter to, you have asked nothing. Zebos, ask that your joy may be full. We desire, Lord, that our joy may be full. We are asking abundantly. Lord, that you give us revelation, you give us understanding. Lord, that your word will not be too common to us, Lord. Lord, we have eaten, we have rested. Some people don't use their time to sleep. Lord, such an atmosphere is good for the enemy to bring sleep. Lord, we pray, gracious Lord, you give grace to your people. Lord, even in the Sunday school, freshness in the morning, sleep will disturb people. How much more in the afternoon when the body is heavy? And Lord, we pray, gracious Lord, give us grace, Father. Help us once again and glorify your name. Thank you. At the end of the day, you will be praised and you will be honored. And the blessings will be ours, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. Let us sing from 69.
Open my eyes that I may see.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you.
As we try to look into the sermon this evening, which we started on Wednesday, that is identification. The one the prophet preached in 1964, February 16th. There are two series, but we were dwelling on this one, that we may reflect from other sermons as well. Praise be to God. Yeah, the background here that we started with on Wednesday, the prophet speaks of a little boy who, and this purposely for those who are not here on Wednesday, that there was a little boy who visited a city, and he was coming from a home where they didn't have a mirror. He never saw a mirror before. Maybe the one his father was using was tacked on a tree to his own height, so the little boy couldn't see it, couldn't use it. So the father tagged it to the tree each time he wanted to shift, so he would go there. So this boy had an opportunity to go to the city, and there, you know, he got into the house and was running around like any other little boy. And as he was approaching the staircase, at the end of the staircase there, there was a mirror by the door. So, as he moved a little closer, the prophet said the boy saw another boy coming. So, and the boy was, he became curious to see, and he waved to the boy. He gestured to the mirror, and the mirror repeated what he did to him. So he moved a little closer to the mirror, and then he understood that, okay, this is a replica of me. That he knew that that was him. So then he looked, he said, "Why, that's me." And, you know, our prophet most time just use all these little things to bring great message. You know? And that's why the prophet says that if you have God in you, everywhere you look, you see God. So, and most of the outstanding sermons of the prophet have been things that he was able to draw inspiration from the physical things that he has seen, you know, to bring messages, you know, that are powerful, that really reflect God. All the sermons are powerful, yes, but most times you just see that you will just talk about little something that you see what is going to come out of it. And so the prophet told us that from this he expected that every one of us will also be able to say that is me when we look at the word of God, not just looking at another person. So I just wonder, from paragraph 27, I've quoted the sermon that we are working on. That's identification, preaching 1964, February 16th. I said that so that I prepare you for other quotes, that will be references that will come from that. So I just wonder today if we couldn't look in the Bible and say that's me. As we wonder which one is it, which character in the Bible we look like. And let's just take that for a little text now and say with it, and stay with it for a while. And as we look into God's world, let's identify ourselves. For for it gives others in there for examples of what we are. Now remember that God takes his spirit, takes his man, but never his spirit. Satan takes his man, but never his spirit. So let's see if we can identify ourselves, our present state now, with Bible character, which means the state that I am now. If the way I am, my attitude to God's word, my behavior, my character, everything. Is there anybody that I resemble in the Bible? Is there a character in the Bible? There is. That's what the prophet is telling us. Our present state is reflecting a character in the Bible. A character that I lived on. So, that's why the prophet said, now remember, God takes his man, he doesn't take his spirit. The devil takes his man, he does not take his spirit. Okay? But never his spirit. So let's see if we can identify our present state now with Bible characters. Our present state now with Bible characters. Our attitude to God's word. Like in the morning when the minister finished preaching and the associate came to pray, he made a statement that many people will hear this word rather than coming out to. I think it was the preacher that mentioned that was trying to confirm. There was a lady who ought to have come out for altar call after the preaching. It was later she was saying it to Brabram that when you were preaching, I was supposed to come out. For altar call. But she missed that. She knew it. But she hardened her heart. So that's a character. So, and I hope there was nobody like that in the morning that ought to have come out. You know, may not only be to come to the altar, but the altar of your heart where you are seated. Broken down. Recognizing the authority of the world. Because the word that goes forth is not man, though it comes out from the mouth of a man to man, that is God's program. From the beginning, since man has rejected. Now, in the time of the children of Israel, God wanted to speak to them. We all know this in Exodus. God wanted to speak to them. But, you know, they were afraid in a certain way. They said, we cannot bear this horror. This is horrible presence of Jehovah. So fearful, so dreadful. Moses, is this what we are bearing going to God's presence? We can't bear this, lest we die. And he told Moses, go and meet God, let God speak to you, then you come and tell us. And God said, from that moment. You know. So, from that moment, God will speak to man, to go and tell man what he says. And that was why when Hezekiah was to die, king in Israel, God did not speak directly to him. What did God do? God sent a prophet to him. And when he turned his face to the wall and he cried to God, and God answered his prayer, God did not speak to him. God still went back to the same prophet, because thus said the Lord can only be changed from the mouth of the same prophet. It can't be another prophet that will go and tell him to change it. Then that will render this other prophet false. But he's a true prophet of God. God had to speak to him again, just like he did to Abraham, as we repeated the other Wednesday. Praise be to God. And so God speaks, you know, to man through man. So he has partnered with man in the business of salvation, to speak to man through man. And he could have used the sun, the prophet said, he could have used the moon, he could have used any other thing. But, you know, that is the way. So that the man can humble himself to listen to the other man. It's God's way of humbling us. It could be somebody that is not educated, that the grammar is so horrible to you. He will come behind this pulpit and do all this shouting. I mean, he will do all that he can do, blows the bad English and dress up. If you like, get it. If you don't like, don't get it. So, and that is why God used the character of Jesus Christ, a human being. And that was why the people could not get it. They couldn't listen. So, you being a man, you are claiming that you are God. They rejected it. May the Lord be our help. And so, that system of
you know, God's spirit still remains there, and the devil's spirit still remains there. And these two powers, they contend for our attention. They contend for our worship. They contend for our loyalty. And that's the truth. So if the devil, if we are, as we are seated today, eyes are already closing, I can see myself. Let us not close. Let's help ourselves. You know, it will be very, it will be an embarrassing thing in the presence of the governor of a state for you to sit directly in the presence of the governor of a state and he's talking to you, you are sleeping. If you just stand up from that place and be going, by the time you wake up, you will continue your discussion with an empty seat. You will tell them that the man does not know what he has come for. There is none of us that came to church without a purpose. Yeah, you have come to church with a purpose in your heart. And so, if sleep will disturb you for it, if it has become habitual with us to be sleeping every time when we come to church, then it's a sickness that we have to face. You have to be healed out of that sickness. And does it mean that we can place ourselves to look at another character in the Bible like that? No, we are talking about identification. Then you have to see whether you resemble somebody like that that will despise God's word when God's word is going on. Because sleeping on you are sleeping on God's face. That's what it means. You are sleeping on his face. Would Jesus Christ be standing here? Well, let me not say that. Because the prophet said that your present state here, because in the sermon, the prophet said that in your present state, he said, what you are now, your behavior, your heart. He said, what you are now, if you are in the days of Noah, he said, what stand will you take? In the day of Jesus Christ, what stand will you take? In the days of Noah, in the days of Elijah, what stand will you take? How will you react? Standing before Jesus, by the side of Jesus, see the way he scolded the Pharisees and Sadducees, you say that theoretical judge. What stand will you take? You say, denomination here, Jew. Go and study the Bible. Jesus feel our Pharisee could feel one sile. He was always coding them. You great snake on that grass. The work of your father you will do. Woe unto you, scribes. Woe unto you, Pharisees. Woe unto you, elders. Woe unto you. You think he will be saying it gently? Woe unto you. Woe unto you. He will open his eyes. He will scream at them. And that was the Lord God Almighty in the flesh. A wonderful character. That there is no character like that in on earth. No other person will behave better than that. No other person will behave better than that. He had the best character, he had the best attitude, he had the best behavior, he had the best reaction, he has everything perfect. Because he is to be our example. Praise be to God. So we are to look at ourselves in light of Bible character. And when we have that understanding, you'll be able to look inward. You look into your own personal life. Like we said the other time, you don't look at another person. Coming to church, you are not coming to church. Even you come with your wife, you come with your children, you came with your parents, you came with your husband, you come with your children. You are an individual. As you are standing before God, God is dealing with you as a person. It's not your business what another person is doing. But when you come to church and God is talking, it's you, not another one. Because when you stand before the mirror, you don't see another person. It's you see. When your mirror is showing you another person,
Then
you have to throw that mirror away. Because what is that body? For the mirror to for you to stand before a mirror and it's another person. Ah, if it's the traditional people, oh my Lord, who when you are here, don't read. But you are in the color of appears. That's what they are going to tell them. Maybe there is something that is already attached to that mirror that will be reflecting something else apart from you standing there. You know that those people, what they do, they will bring a mirror in something, somebody else that will stand, that will be talking to them from the mirror. That's what do they call it now? Witchcraft. May God be our help. So when we stand before the mirror of God's word, we have to see ourselves only. Because if you don't see yourself and you see another person, you are becoming an hypocrite. In other words, you are trying to see the log in another person's eye. I mean, a moat in another person's eye when you have logs on your own, as Jesus said. How will you be able to help another? You know? May God be our help. And so, now the Bible said all those things happened back in those days for an example for us. They are our example. And the prophet said our character moves us to the image of what we are. Our character of life that is in us. The prophet said, now take a little jam of light. And when if it is a little jam of a bird, it will produce a bird. And if a jam of a wheat, it will produce a wheat. A jam of a corn, it will produce corn. See, the life that is in it molds the character of it. Now, there's a white amaranthus I bought. F-O-T-T. What? You're one who need that group. One is S-H-A-T-I-S-H-A-T-T. Yeah, they get that group. The reason is simply because it has thorns. It's a vegetable. Isn't it? It's a vegetable. That if it's just sprouts, if you get the seed and you spread it, you will be happy that here is a good vegetable. If you don't know that is the white vegetable, you just make a very good bed, you could make acres of land for it. Prepare the place, fertilize it with whatever you want to use, you know, organic, inorganic fertilizer. Apply it, let it be very fine, and then you spray the seeds everywhere. Water it, you know, a week after, you come and see them coming out. Oh, very fine, you are watering it. 3 weeks, come and look at it. You see thorns coming out from the hedge where the leaf is joined to the stalk. You will see thorns coming out from there. Ah. You will sit down and weep. Because there is nobody that is going to buy that from you as a vegetable. It's a wild vegetable. Now, it is the character that is in the seed that produces that life. There is nothing you can do about it. That's what Genesis chapter 1 verse 11 says. That let every seed bring forth after its own kind. It will produce after its kind. If you plant it a million times, that's what it will produce. Because the life in him molds that character that will make us to call it what? That grow white vegetable. It is the life he knows that mold our character. Like we mentioned the other time, our hard stance, our difficult, position in issues that we wouldn't want to shift our ground. Believers are not like that. The word of God is supposed to make us to be tender, pliable. When you say something is pliable, there is a particular iron that you can bend here. You can use to make letter 8. It's a particular tiny iron like that. They call it binding wire. If anybody has seen binding wire before, that's what the welders use to make, what do you call it? All these things. You know, when they want to erect a pillar, you know, the iron rod for those four is binding wire they will use to put them there. That binding wire is pliable. You can twist it anywhere you want. But the iron rod is rigid. You can't bend it. If you want to bend it, you need special equipment. So we should be bendable in God's hand as God's children. What is producing that is our nature. It's our nature. Whatever nature that is not reflecting the true humility, simplicity, gentility of Christ's character in us is the life that is moving that in us.
Praise be to God.
Now take a little gem.
Okay?
A gem of corn is to produce corn. See? The life that is in it molds the character of it. Then we find the same thing like a life of a cancer. See? A gem, cancer gem, it molds a cancer. It is an evil life. The life of a tumor will mold a tumor. So forth. You see? We, our characters, is molded by what is on the inside of us. If it's the Holy Spirit, it will mold the character of Jesus Christ. And our outside only expresses what's on the inside. Are you following? You see, what our character is molded by what's on the inside of us. So, what is inside of us is what molds our character. What you are is the life inside there that molds it. And this makes us to go back to this triune diagram of a human being, soul, spirit, and body. Can you please help us project it? Let's point to one or two things from there. This our time is going again.
Please help him out. We know that
the outside ring is the body. The next is the spirit, while the inside ring is the soul. Now, the prophet says here that our character is molded by what is inside of us. And our outside, which is our body, only expresses what is on the inside.
Well,
if can you make it bigger? Okay. Can anybody see it? All right. The outside body there, the outside ring, like we know, there are five senses to that body. Our eyes, our mouth, our ears, our nose, and our skin. Yes. Our spirit there, we have five senses to emotion, affection, memory, and the rest of it. And then our soul. You see that life that is there, or death? Is it that we have life in our soul, or we have death there? Now, what is in the soul? If it is life, it produces the life of God. Because it's the life that is not that will produce our character. And then our body is the outside that will reflect it. Are we together? So, if what is in my soul is faith in God, which is life, it will reflect the character of Jesus Christ through my body, through what I hear, through what I see, through according to First John chapter 2, verse 15, that the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is in the body. It's the body that reflects it as it goes on in the spirit and in the soul. It's our body that reflects those things. If a man has not spoken, you will not know whether he's angry. If a man has not spoken, if a man keeps quiet, has not said anything, you will not know what is inside of him. For the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, the mouth, just like the prophet says here, that our outside reflects what is on our inside. So, it is what is inside of me that my body will display. So, what I display is my character, molded by the life that is inside of me. And so, you now see, so faith, you can put doubt there too. Slash it. No, don't cancel faith. You will slash. You can't take. Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. It is so that makes the difference between the Christian and the non-Christian. We have just let's have one here. So we will swing the faith, we will swing the doubt. So if the spirit is corrupt, because faith, because doubt is in the soul, it passes the message to the spirit, the imagination is corrupt, the conscience is corrupt, the memory is corrupt, the reasoning is corrupt, the affection is corrupt. Then it passes it to the body. Then the eyes reflect it, mouth reflect it, your body reflects it, the body demands lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know? Hear, smell, everything reflects it if it's perverted. Because what is inside of the ring, inside that ring, what is inside there is doubt, which is death. It will produce dead works. The Bible is talking about our character. Bless. If somebody is sleeping by your side, tap him. You will help him. Be your brother's keeper, be your sister's keeper. Because I see somebody's eyes constantly closing. Constantly closing. Go ahead, Apostle. A preacher will not feel comfortable to see, you know, somebody sleeping. You know, even though we know that it's because we cooperate with it. Every one of us can sleep. Some of us that we see down here, sleep comes to us. So we only try to help ourselves, like Brassan was saying in the morning. It is only the person that, some times ago I was preaching somewhere else. I was tired. Tired. To the point that I just managed to crawl to the platform. While I stood on the platform, I was sleeping. I'm telling you, I've never seen it. The devil was just against me. Sleep was... God knows what I'm saying is the truth. Sleep was disturbing me. My eyes were closing as I was standing here. I couldn't tell the congregation that, look, let me go and sit down. But anyhow, God came and helped me. And when the service was over, it was when I was telling him, I said, you people might not know that I was struggling where I am standing here. How it came, I could, maybe because my body was so tired, you know. This is long ago. So, we are all humans, we can be tired. Nobody's accusing anybody for sleep coming to you, but the prophet said that, you know, temptation can come to you. You have not sinned, but yielding to temptation is what is sin. Mm-hmm. So anybody can be tempted, but yielding to temptation is what is sin. So may God help us to be able to know how to fight this enemy of ours. If God will require that you come and repeat word for word and letter for letter, all that is spoken, in the service. Many of us will get zero. And we are people that score others. You know, we mark other people's scripts.
God help us. I think I passed the message across.
So, as we see, we are reflecting on what the prophet says, that the life that is in us, our character is molded by what is inside of us. What is inside of us is what we are looking at. Our soul is the major thing that is inside of us. So, what our body does is that it reflects what is inside of us. When there is a misbehavior, look, it is what is inside. It was a bad character, it is what is inside. Is a bad, is a, is there is a bad use of my mouth, is because of what is inside. Because that is one out of the abundance of the mouth we speak. No, you know, the reason this is this. Because
now, okay, let me not bother, let me just use this.
The people in the denomination, the preachers in the denomination, the prophet told us that they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that is in the soul of the believer. They have that anointing in their spirit realm. Their souls are not converted. That's why they are sinners. That's why they are sinners. With the anointing of the Holy Spirit in their spirit, they can preach, they can do anything. Signs and wonders, they can raise the dead. You don't have to have the Holy Spirit in your soul before that happened. Judas Iscariot also went out and preached for the sick, and preached for the sick, isn't it? Yes. But he was a child, son of perdition. So, the influence of our soul is so powerful on our spirit. And the influence of our spirit is so powerful on our body. So what my hand does, what my eyes does, what my eyes do rather, what my ears hear, what I think, what I every other thing that I do is a reflection of what is in me. We must understand that to be able to help ourselves. If you don't understand that, you will just go on and think that every other thing is all right when it is not all right. Because the prophet told us that the character of Jesus Christ is our example. And there is no life that can produce that character outside of a sinless life. The life of Jesus, the way he came and lived his life here.
Now, look at something that the prophet said about this our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's the one that we are looking at. From the sermon, How the Angel Came to Me and His Commission, preached in 1955, January 17th. January 17th, from paragraph 37. How the angel, just look for 5501-17. 5501-17. Paragraph 37. And I, one night, saw our Lord Jesus. I am saying this with permission. I believe from the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord that comes is not the Lord Jesus. Because the angel usually stands by his right side. He's black, heavy set, clean shaped. That's the angel of the Lord. That's the angel that is assigned to follow the prophet, the messenger to the prophet. The pillar of fire is the Lord Jesus himself. He doesn't look like him in the same version.
What the prophet saw, the Jesus Christ that he saw.
For the vision I saw of the Lord Jesus, he was a little man. He wasn't, I have been out in the field praying for my dad. And I come back in and I went to the bed.
And that night, I look at him and I say, oh God, save him. My mother had already been saved and I had baptized her. Then I thought, oh, my dad drinks so. And I thought, if I could just get him to accept the Lord Jesus. I went out, lay down on a little old pallet out in the front room near the door. And something said to me, rise up. And I raised up, went walking, and went back into the field behind me, an old bruised sage field. And there, standing not over 10 feet from me, stood a man, capital man, white garment on, a little fellow, had his arms folded like this. A beard. The angel that stood by the prophet's right hand was clean shaved, no beard, no bad man, none. But this one was wearing white. Little fellow. No wonder the Bible says that when we see him, we will not be attracted by his beauty, but only by the beauty of his character. A beard, kind of short, he had down his shoulders, and he was looking straight away from me, like that. Peaceful looking figure. I want you to pay utmost attention to this. Like peaceful looking figure, but I couldn't understand it. How his feet, one just behind the other, and the wind blowing, his robe moving, sage blowing, the plants there blowing, and his robe blowing. And I thought, now wait a minute. I beat myself. I said, now I am not asleep. And I pull a little piece of that sage off, you know, off our tooth. You know, get it like a toothpick in it. I pick it in my mouth. I put it in my mouth. I look back towards the house. I said, no, I was in there praying for that. And something said, come out here. And here stands this man. The prophet is trying to confirm whether he was sleeping or is conscious, physical. I thought, that looks like the Lord Jesus. I thought, I wonder if it is. He was looking just exactly, directly towards where our house sits now. So, I moved around this way to see if I could see him. And I could see the side of his face like that. I had to turn way around this way to see him. You know? And I said, to catch his attention. He never moving. And I thought, I believe I will call. And I said, Jesus. And when he did, he looked around like that. That was all I remember. He just reached out his hands. The prophet now says, now this is where we're going. There is not an artist in the world who paints his picture, the character of his face. The character of his face, the way he looks. There's no artist that could get it. The best I've ever seen is that of man's head of Christ at 33. This one. I've got it in all literature and everything I use. That's because that looked just like it, or pretty near, as close as it could be. He still does not touch it. He said there is no artist that can paint the character of his face. He looks like a man. If he will speak, the whole world will come to an end. And yet, with so much love and kindness. You see?
The prophets didn't finish that part again.
So much love and kindness, I just preach over.
He said, at that day, and I found myself just in the break of day, pajamas, shirt, soaking wet with tears when I come to myself, walking back through the broomstick field hole.
What I'm talking about the character of Jesus Christ, his physique. The physique. Looking at his face alone. The brother said there is no character, no artist can draw it.
It would be a wonderful face to behold. To see him on that day.
Far better than what we are looking at here.
Not just a painting of human being.
But the prophet said, no artist could paint the character of his face. But we have that. The prophet said, he uses it because it's closest to what he saw.
Now, this is not a story. This is not Cornelius the Pious fable. We know our prophet is a prophet of God. So, he was not given to just talking like any denomination man will come and tell stories. There are several pictures that they have painted. Since the prophet referred to this one, every other artwork, I don't appreciate them. I throw them out. And that's why I don't buy a calendar where Jesus Christ is again, except this one. I don't buy it. Because this gives us a close, you know, picture of what his face, what he looks like. That's just the head. The problem is he was a short man with small body.
But the character of his face look as if as a man if we speak. The whole world will come to our head.
And yet we what?
With so much love and kindness. Still on his face. The face that look as if he speak, the whole world will come to our head. How will that face look like? And at the same time, that face with so much love and kindness. How will you describe it? There is no artist that can paint that truly. It's a wonderful character that God has used as an example to human race. To pattern our life after.
Praise be to God. Let's move on. We said the other time that Jesus is our model of character. And so the prophet says here that now we see Jesus came to save that which was lost. We had so much of that in the morning. And I'm very, very glad. Majority of part of what we're supposed to have said here. But we will not because of that leave it. We will still say there is power in repetition. That's what he did, paragraph 35. So we are speaking from there of the same sermon. Identification. Now we will say Jesus came to save that which was lost. That's what he did. And now there had to be something to save this lost. So he had to be a different character than that which was lost. Had to be a different character. And that's why the prophet said it takes the sinless nature to save the sinner. It takes the sinless nature to reflect God's word. A sinful nature can never reflect God's word. As we go back to that picture. Let's complete our thought on it while we are here. Oh, merciful God. Are we not going to do something to this time? When are we going to do something about it? Eh? Yeah, a time is coming when time will fade out.
Everything we do will no longer be subject to time.
Amen. The only that we will not be preaching to ourselves again, the time we are using to preach now, we are to use the opportunity, you know, to draw life from what we are hearing and be made ready for that place so that we will not be subject to time. Those who will be destroyed, they will go with time. Because it's within time that whatever how long it takes them is still time. It's not eternity. Eternity is endless. But their lives will end one day because they don't have eternal life. So we are saying here that our character
The light that is in us, our inside, is what is reflected by our outside. So we are to look into our lives, have discernment of ourselves, and look at your life, look at your character. And on the basis of this, we're going to bring it to husband and wife. How the husbands relate with the wife at home. Your character. How the wife relates with the husband at home. Your character. If Jesus Christ were to have a wife, how will he show? How will he react to his wife? How will he relate with his wife? If he was to be a wife, how will he have done to her husband? Because in every situation, you have to bring yourself to that position and say that if Jesus Christ were to be a woman, married like I am married to my husband, how will he act? Because he is the world, remember? He will act according to the word. If you, as a wife, today, act contrary to that word, your inside is reflected, is influencing your outside. Your outside is reflecting what is inside of you. So, if you have the spirit, you reflect nothing but the word. You will reflect the character of Jesus Christ to that man. You will reflect the character of Jesus Christ to that woman. Not your nature. So if what you reflect is your nature, if what you reflect is negative, then you are not reflecting God. Because the reason why Jesus Christ came, reflecting like we had in the morning that he became the mighty conqueror, is to give us victory. Is that not? The reason he came to the world is not to come and conquer for himself. He didn't need anything. He was not a sinner. He was not defeated. The devil that rose up against him in heaven, he defeated him and threw him to the earth. He threw him to the earth. He didn't need any victory because nothing could defeat him. He came in the form of a defeated person. He came in form of a fallen nature, in form of a man, but God, having the power over death, to come and face death, to come and taste death for us, and thereby getting the victory over the devil for us, not for himself. If he didn't come, we'd be lost. He's not lost. But because we are part of him, he will not be complete. So he had to come, devise a way. He had to devise a way to defeat him that has the power of death by death. He used death to conquer death. By his death, he conquered death. And that's a paradox. That if you take death to conquer death, that's the only person. Because he has the power over death. He could die and come up again. That's why he could do that. No other person, like we're saying in Abeokuta, no other religious leader can say that I lay down my life, I will pick it up again. All of them that have died, and all of them that will still die, they are in the grave. Death has put them there. He silenced them in that grave. They are all rotted. I know you will find their bone. Muhammad, you may not find Muhammad's bone in that place again. Even though they are changing the horses every now and then, deceiving themselves. The man that told them he did not know where he's going. The man that told them that where? The truth is already revealed in the book of the Christians. If you want to know Jesus, go and hide those people. They will hide it from their congregation and be building their lives upon falsehood. That religion is built upon absolute falsehood. If you read a whole lot of things about them, it's built on nothing but falsehood. Of course, you have to believe that to be a Christian. What is the difference between Ishmael and Isaac? Look at their own conception. I was reflecting on it early this morning. And I was, you know, trying to meditate. When it came to this, when I was working on this, for an inspiration to come upon a man, Muhammad came around 570 AD. And if you look at the church ages, that's Pergamian church age, third church age. Is that not? It's within that time that he came. The church, the Ephesians, the Smyrna, have already gone. Is that not? The Bible was already given, already complete like this. We already have this Bible complete like this. And he was coming to come and be given a deep, a perverted Bible, telling them that this is Isaac, it is Ishmael, that is Omami, Ishmael Omami Ileya, Nibo Ile Woloya. That's what they do, Ileya. When we were very small, we used to watch the drama. They go and carry Agbo, and Abraham will be taking it to the land. Say, Ishmael Omami, Yekalo Shegubo. Fake news. Their lives, their future. The first thing they are doing now is fake. Because he has no substance as far as God is concerned. You can't get repentance by, you can't get forgiveness by fasting. There is, without the shedding of the blood, what does the Bible say? There is no remission of sins. And that is the core part of their religion. That is how they get forgiveness for their sins. Once in a year. Once in a year, when our Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne interceding for us, and the Bible says that your precious blood will not lose its power until the right some church of God be said to sin no more. Only once now, what happened to them before the year runs out? Between, they started in 1st of March, Abby. What happened to them from last year, after they finished fasting, till the end of it, down to this year? They went back to their sin, committing fornication and adultery, drinking, smoking. And then all of them are looking towards that one month. That is when they become pious, religious, shining on their neck. They will hit like gluttons during that. You don't know them. They hit like anything during this fasting. If you are close to them, you will know what I'm saying. Except they are poor. If they are rich, they eat like anything. This is the period when they eat a lot. How many of you know what I'm saying? Correct. They hit a lot during this period, and yet they are pastors. It's a religion of falsehood. There is no character, there is no... What are we talking about? We are trying to tell you that the word of God, you as a person, you are to look into your life. Don't be deceived. Let's not be deceived. Outward emotion, fine. But what about the inner mind, the inner veil? What's your inside that producing your character, that making you to act and react and say things and behave the way you behave? What's responsible for it? What is responsible for it is what is in your heart, what is inside of you, in your soul. So if it is faith, it will confirm God's word. It will reflect God's word. It won't reflect nothing but God's word. So if it's reflecting something from God's word, then you have doubt, which is producing death. Because doubt is the work of death. We produce dead work. And then your body, whatever your body displays thereafter, then it's not the work of faith. Because faith is our victory. Faith will give you victory over everything that comes from the enemy. If the enemy brings temptation from here, faith inside will rise against it. The master of the house will defeat it. But if it is the doubt derived from you, sin generates from you. Sin generates from inside. Because doubt is there. Sin is there. And that is what overpowers your spirit and overpowers your body. And then your body reflects it. And then what you reflect outside is questionable. People will talk about it. Why is he behaving like this? Why is she not submissive to her husband? Why is he full of her own personal idea? Why is he full of her own personal opinion? Why is he doing things like this? Why is he like this? Why is he treating his wife like this? Why is he talking to the wife like this? Why? If you want to know certain things, call the children. Get them to the corner and say, how does your father deal with your mother at home? You will hear stories. Some of those children that are neutral, that don't know nothing yet. If you ask them, my daddy used to abuse my mommy. My daddy, used to abuse my mommy. I think there was a little boy that told the daddy and said that. He told the daddy, he said, if I'm married, I will also be beating my wife. Why? He said, because you beat my mother. You beat my mother. So he has learned a good lesson, isn't it? That man will give account. May God help us. So the lie that is in us molds our character. You have to watch your lie. And if you have discernment of yourself, may the Lord be our help. Sorry for taking a less bad our heads. Let's take that song again while we are in the mood of prayer. Silent now, I wait for thee. Project it for me. Oh, my heart, that I may see glimpses of truth thou art for me. Placing my hands, the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready my stands up. You know your character, you know yourself. The word of God is plain. You know yourself, you know your wife, you know your husband. The children, they know us. What is molding our character? Remember, this is the time for us to seek a change when the change is possible. I will invite the associate to come and pray for us while you hold your request in your heart, while you ask God to help you, to touch you. He's the only one that can bring transformation. He's the only one that can bring change. He's the only one. For that is the Savior of the world, is the one that is the Redeemer that can do it. He has sent his work. It's just for him to quicken his work. If we accept our condition the way we are, and then he will come and help us. Since we cannot help ourselves and we are still what we are, then we need his help. If you need his help, will you ask him to help you? Well, I ask the associate to come and pray for us.
Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, we thank you very much for your word that we have listened to this afternoon again, identification. Dear Lord, your grace was with the prophet in bringing these messages, that it was brought in a very simple way, using things that we use, that we have access to constantly, that is around us, to make the typology so that things can be easy for all of us to understand. We thank you, O living God. Practically every home uses mirror. Lord, the scripture spoke about it, and your prophet went further, especially in this set of sermons on identification, Lord, to express it plain out to us. Now, when we look into the mirror, we don't see someone else but ourselves. Lord, we have sat this an hour thereabouts, also in the morning. Definitely, if we are not blind, we have seen something. And what we saw is just ourselves. And your prophet said the reason why we come to church is to check up with our soul salvation, not to check the condition of somebody else, but our own soul salvation. We thank you very much for your word that has come forth. Your prophet said the duty of the preacher to preach this word is your own responsibility to put it in the heart of the predestinated ones. Lord, the only consolation we have is just because you have finished this work before the world began. We are acting on a recorded tape, audio and video, something you have already finished with you. We thank you for everything. This is your word that has spoken again to us this afternoon in this hot weather. May not be in vain the life of anyone, Father. We pray that your spirit will follow it in our heart to think about it, to ponder over it, to meditate on it, and Lord, to where we need to take steps, to take the right steps. Dear Father, the hands that are up, it might be for more of you. It might be for a special need or request somewhere. You are the only one that knows. Lord, we pray you attend to those needs to the glory of your name. Let there be testimonies in the life of each and every one of us of your accomplishment in our lives because of this word that we have had. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless your servant that you have used. Recall him and little the honor of his ministry. Father, we want to commit some of the children that have exams to your hands. Some of them have written prayer requests, asking for God's help, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge as they start their exam, some tomorrow, some in the course of the week. Lord, some also have external exams. Lord, since your prophet have taught us that after the children must have done their best, the next thing is to commit them into your hand. And he said they should give requests. Say that is the best way. Instead of cheating, we pray, oh Father God, we have taught them never to cheat. And they have come by this, your provided way. May you be with them, dear Father. Give them sound mind. Every instrument of the enemy to bring nervousness, to bring sickness, to bring whatsoever, may you defeat his cancer. May you grant unto them success, dear Father. May each one of them come back with appreciation and thanksgiving to the glory of your name. Thank you, gracious Father. We appreciate all the blessings of the day, Lord, from the Sunday school to this last service. Lord, may your spirit constantly water these blessings in our hearts. And Lord, may it draw us closer unto you. As we face another week, may your grace abide with us. May your protection be mighty upon us. Lord, heal the sick people. Lord, strengthen the weak ones. We pray, Father, for your blessings and your provision. Lord, as the economy is what it is, we depend on your word for our provision. Make a way for your people. Bless the business people. We pray that you make a way for workers. Those that are looking unto you for a job, may you make a way for them. Whatsoever, O God, where your children are needed, may you attend to our needs. Thank you, Eternal Father. If any of your children will have journeys this week, may your protection be upon us. The minister's meeting ahead of us, may you help us, Father. May it be a great success. May it be a great blessing. Thank you, Father. And the service of the week is your hand. Wednesday, Lord, the tape service on Friday and also the Sunday service, trusting your grace, we pray, Father, that each of them will bring us closer unto you. Thank you, your servant that went to Bakatari. Lord, we believe that you have seen him through, and your strength and your grace have been sufficient for him. As he turned back home, may you also take him home safely. We, as we dismiss from here, may you take us home safely. Give all of us a wonderful night rest, Lord. May we have great testimonies this week of your goodness and your mercies and your blessings. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Lord bless you. Well, I'm going to take 2 more minutes. Don't mind. When the evangelist was preaching in the morning, was making a reference to something, and the teacher also wanted to recall one of it. I just want you to have it in your Marriage of the Lamb, paragraph 279 and 280. Now, the prophet said here, yeah, just recently in a meeting, I made an altar call. And I called like it was up in Ohio. And that night, I left the building and been gone about 15 minutes. That's the prophet himself was going. I heard somebody screaming on the side of the road. I stopped, went over there. A car had an accident, run into another. And a woman that said they are so nervous, she pulled off a ring. She was so nervous. She was killed. And she was talking to her daughter on the road down, which was driving. They had her there ready for the hospital. And both of them should have come to the altar. And the daughter said, "Mother, the last word she said to me before the car struck, say, I did wrong tonight. I know I did." And there, her life was called. Oh, you said that won't happen to me? It might. It might. And what if the Holy Spirit never condemns you again and tells you you are wrong? Then you walk out into eternity like that. And you know, with that kind of a spirit, you can't do it. Sir, look back through your life and see how you live. And look back there and see if it is that sweet, humble life of Christ, tallying up with all of his word. If it isn't, then come get right. Why take a substitute when the skies are full of the real Pentecostal blessings that will cleanse your heart, purify your soul? Isn't that right? May the Lord be our help. Well, the prophet operates in a realm to himself, by the gift. Sometimes he will be looking at the audience after some have come to the altar. He will be saying that I'm looking at people that ought to be at this altar. When the star messenger will preach and people will be adamant, who is a fivefold? The star messenger, what about Christ himself? when he preached and the people were adamant. That's why the scripture in John said he came to his own received him not. May we never meet the day for our visitation. The Lord bless you. This sleep we used to sleep. May the Lord deliver us. Shall we rise? Let it not be that we say it's on leave. Let us go now. In case if it say no one preach now, it don't start again. God bless you all. Yeah, I think when we are entering the service, about to enter the service now, Zatawosi called me and was trying to get the pastor there to greet me, and she was taken to church when she got to the place. And the pastor greeted me and said, we'll greet later because we are entering the service. And he just said, okay, and he sent his greetings. God bless you richly. May His coming continue to rejoice and gladden our hearts. May we have a wonderful week and enjoy the presence of the Lord. All right. Let's sing a hymn for closing. 236, More About Jesus.
More about Jesus, I would know. Oh, more of His grace to all the soul. Oh, more of His saving fullness. More of His love, oh, that. Oh, more about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus, all of His saving fullness. mama dope.